Cigarette smokers, soda drinkers, and fast food lovers aren't the only ones who are being affected by Bloomberg's latest health crusades. Now, the mayor has added another target to his list: salt. Bloomberg has called for restaurants and food manufacturers to reduce the salt content of their food by 25% over the next 5 years. And restaurant owners, chefs, and salt junkies are not happy about it. Here's Rotha Chow, who's the head chef at a critically acclaimed restaurant called Kampucha in the Lower East Side.
It's not just about adding salt. It's the rights that you should have to cook with salt. That's like a freedom. That's retarded. It's just retarded. It's like all of a sudden you can't walk with, you know, your left hand or your left leg or something. This is stupid.
Although the mayor says that the salt cuts can help save the lives of up to 27,000 New Yorkers who die from heart attacks and strokes each year, the science behind these claims is still skeptical. The American Council on Health and Science issued a statement saying that cutting sodium in everyone's diet will not have a significant impact.
What's the whole point of him doing this anyways? You think he's trying to get people to be more healthy? Is that the whole point? It's not going to happen, Bloomberg.
Like many food enthusiasts, Matthew Haught of West Virginia opposes Bloomberg's sweeping reforms. Matt, who's a pretty heavyset guy and frequently visits Five Guys Burger and Fries, says that he's perfectly capable of controlling his diet without the mayor's help.
I'm from the fattest state in the country, and I mean, I'm not slim, but I'm not fat either. You know, you have to make healthy decisions. If you've said, okay, I'm going to have lunch at Five Guys, you say, all right, so I'm going to have to also spend 20 minutes in the gym this afternoon. You know what you've done, and you know how to make up for it.
Supporters of the sodium cuts say that restaurants have salt shakers for a reason. They say that whoever wants salt to your food can just add it themselves. But according to chefs like Tyler Fisher, this logic is way off. One of Fisher's signature dishes is German Spatzel, which he often cooks for parties and catered events.
It's actually a recipe that kind of relies on salt because the noodles are bland and basically it's just the noodles and then you add layers of salt, pepper, a little bit of cheese, and you keep layering that and then you add onions.
Using the correct amount of certain ingredients is crucial to the success of a dish. In Fisher's experience, his food suffers when he's forced to cut back on ingredients like salt.
Recently I did a party for a group, probably more so on the health conscious side, and I made the spatial dish and heavily cut back on salt and butter and cheese and everything that had levels of salt in it. And this is a dish that usually gets a really good reaction. It's well received and really didn't get any comments. A lot of people said it was bland.
Many chefs say that Bloomberg is using a hatchet instead of a scalpel to address health issues. Why should all New Yorkers have to suffer for a few unhealthy ones? Plus, while chefs are trained to use ingredients like salt properly, average diners often end up abusing it.
Most people don't have the technical training in the kitchen, and if it's completely in the hands of somebody, all of the salt in an entire dish, I think that can go terribly wrong.
During his short visit, Matt Haught could already taste the difference in New York food. Compared to the Five Guys Burger and Fries back home in West Virginia, Matt was pretty disappointed with what he got on Bleecker Street.
I mean, the Five Guys back home, I mean, the stuff tastes a little bit saltier, it's a little bit richer, and it's really good, it's really bad for you, and you feel bad a couple days later, but it tastes a whole lot better. There's good and there's what could have been better, and I would have rather had it be better.
According to the New York Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, 1/4-pound cheeseburger can have up to 1/4 of our recommended daily sodium. Bloomberg advocates say that new health laws are just protecting us from ourselves. But Matt, for one, doesn't want to be protected.
If you've resigned yourself to going to Five Guys in the first place, it's like, I'm going to have some grease. And I mean, I'm here, I'm probably going to regret it later, but I like it, so I'm going to eat it.
Health-conscious New Yorkers might be happy about the salt cuts, but next time you're in a restaurant and find yourself reaching for the salt shaker to spice up some bland entree, maybe the chef isn't the one to blame.